T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
My eyes are very important to me.
I can't even imagine.
The hottest spot north of Milwaukee.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
Souk and Rob's passion are always the fashion at the club.
I love bridges. Have you ever been to a volcano?
God dang, what do you think?
I think it's really sexy.
Shut up.
You're jumping around!
Now, people loving that I agree with Clay Travis. Never going to hear the end of it.
Clay Travis. So what is he, what's
his
deal now?
He's got some political, I don't know. He's got some political thing.
He used to really, truly be a sports guy, and now he's in some other.
Yeah, I remember him from,
Outkick is his network? Yeah. Outkick the coverage?
No, I don't know.
So he doesn't do that anymore?
No, he goes on and just yells about the border.
There was a whole, wasn't there a whole thing about him getting kicked off a plane for bringing his kids on with lice or something like that?
He just exhausts me.
Well, you and he are pretty much similar, it sounds like.
Yeah. In this one area, I agree with him wholeheartedly, and that it pains me greatly.
What?
Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for letting me know how awesome that is, and really appreciate that.
What else does he think? Maybe you guys are more alike than you.
No, we're not.
Then you know.
No.
No?
At that point, I'm going to have to slam my head into a car door. Multiple times.
Well, don't do that.
Just give me the lobotomy while you're at it. Just shove the ice pick right up in there and just end it.
Maybe you do need a lobotomy.
Well, you know, you're still doing that? I think they stopped those after a while. The old ice pick. I am fascinated that at one point we did think that the way to cure depression and, I don't know, women getting mouthy, like in the 1940s, like, well, she's talking back to you, Jim. I got a cure for that. Here's an ice pick through your eyeball. And we're just going to poke around up there to the front part of your brain and see what happens.
I've long thought that the only acceptable place for a lobotomy is on the golf course with a golf tee. I feel like that would do me some good.
That'd be all right?
Yeah.
Where you just don't think about anything?
Yeah, just get up there, tinker with the brain a little bit, and then maybe the shots will be different.
You should know, Souk, maybe you're more like Clay Travis than you believed. He's a self-described radical moderate. He's pro-choice. He's against the death penalty. He voted for Obama.
Why is he such a douche then?
I don't know.
It's probably just an act.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot
of
people.
He's doing bits.
Yeah, like Scott Baio does that. Like, a bunch of people, like, when you don't have a career and, like, you don't know what else to do, you can just lean into that side of things and they're so desperate for anyone that's in the limelight to like be on their side. They're like, hell yeah.
Those dummies will follow you.
He said that COVID was overrated and then the deaths were people that were probably just going to be killed a month or two later anyways.
Well, I mean, you look at like that. You got like John Voight and like Scott Baio, Stacey Dash. She was like the black girl from Clueless. Like Kevin Sorbo is a hero over there. Kevin Sorbo, for God's sakes, Hercules. And yet, like, it works. Like, Kevin Sorbo, one of the Duke brothers, I forget which one, but I don't remember if it's Bo or Luke, but one of them is does a bunch of that stuff. You know, Rittenhouse. Hey, man, there's money to be made over there. Trump's selling Bibles now with Lee Greenwood. Did you see that?
No.
By the way, I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah, the Bible grift? It's real.
So Lee Greenwood, you know, God bless the U.S.
Proud to be an American.
Proud to be, oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the lyric is God bless the USA.
Proud
but yeah.
to be an American. So, I ask you not, a former president of the United States got together with Lee Greenwood to sell you for $60. They'll sell you a leather Bible with an American flag on the front of it that says like Lee Greenwood. Like God bless the USA and then the president's name on there, and it's the Bible, but then it also has the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, I think, in it as well for the low, and it's leather bound, although not real leather.
Yeah, so first he posted on Truth Social, Happy Holy Week. Let's make America pray again as we lead into Good Friday and Easter. I encourage you to get a copy of the God Bless the USA Bible.
Yeah, man, $60.
And then the Bible, let's see.
That's, by the way, that's going to sell a lot of Bibles.
$59.99 includes a handwritten chorus to God Bless the USA by Lee Greenwood. It includes the U.S. Constitution, a Bill of Rights, a Declaration of Independence, and a Pledge of Allegiance. Also on the website, there are frequently asked questions, including, is this Bible officially endorsed by President Trump? Yes, it is the only Bible officially endorsed by President Trump.
The only Bible.
Wow.
$60. By the way, I guarantee that Bible, the God Bless the USA Bible, was printed in Taiwan.
Well, you know where that money's going, don't you?
Hell yeah, I know where that money's going.
It's also thin and light, but has big print, so I don't know how that's possible.
The people that buy these things, there's no helping you.
Oh, like, and yeah, also expect like 4 to 6 months for delivery or something like that.
Just, $60. That's going to sell a lot of Bibles. A lot of Bibles.
Oh, man.
That's beautiful. Just, I can't. Every now I see it, and I'm like, you think we're, you know, everyone says like we're living in a simulation? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Because there are people dialing that 800 number right now that are like, what? What? God bless the USA Bible. Get my hands on this right now.
One of the other FAQs, what if my Bible has sticky pages?
Whoa.
Are some of the pages in your Bible sticking together? No worries. This is very common with new Bibles that have gold gilding around the edges of the paper. For your convenience, we provided links to a YouTube video that does a wonderful job of explaining how to break in your new Bible.
I do remember that from growing up going to church.
Yeah.
The Bible pages always stuck together.
Yeah, stick together.
Of course, I never read them.
I have read the Bible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it your favorite book?
No. My favorite Bible story that I have is, because at BYU, you had to take a religious course every semester. So one semester, I don't remember if it was the New Testament or the Old Testament, but we were in that class, and you know, it was a class of like 200 people, you know, a big class, like auditorium style. And we were doing either the midterm or the final. And I had to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so I was like, gotta go. And that's when I realized that because normally, like, during a test, you gotta raise your hand and be like, you know, you gotta leave your test there and all that. I realized that there was no one there. Like, the professor had left because, you know, the honor code. You're on your, you know, we trust you. So I'm looking around the room, and I'm like, oh, well, I guess I got to get up and go. So I go to walk in the bathroom, but I went to the one kind of downstairs because it was it's more private, right? It was downstairs, okay. And I had to take care of some business. You know, this was not going to be a quick trip. I was feeling a little frothy. So I go walking in there, and I see underneath the handicap stall, I see three sets of feet all like kneeling down.
Yes.
And I'm like, what? And then I hear That's and I'm like, day. Oh my God, it's one of my guys. It's one of my teammates. And I'm like, what in the hell? So I climb up on the toilet and I peer over the top. And there are three of my teammates with a Bible open up and their three tests sitting around the toilet all cheating on the New Testament exam. And I just
irony of cheating off of the Bible is just incredible.
While kneeling over a crapper. Yeah. And I just leaned over and I was like, what's up, boys? And they were like, ah! And I was like, this is a thing of beauty, right? And they're like, you shut up. And I'm like, hey, more power to you. And then I actually went back, got my test, brought it back to the bathroom, and then, then it turned out to be four of us.
Here's the situation.
You know what? We all did very well on that test. And I like to believe that professor was like, wow, guys.
You learned a lot this term.
Really impressed. You know, your knowledge just runneth over. Like, you might want to rethink that, that policy of trusting everyone to be on their best behavior. Because,
I thought something different was going on.
No.
When you saw people on their knees in the stall.
I thought
that
so.
That means something different in my church.
I only have amateur blowing needs.
Oh, God.
Well, I will tell you, of all the things that you could see, that was probably the least shocking. But at the same time, it was also just the comical nature of it, of seeing three giant men kneeling around a toilet with one Bible. I think there might be soaking going on. They're flipping through trying to find answers. It was great. Oh, God bless college.
All right. Battle of the Sexes talks. Battle of the Sexes talk continues next. New study. Apparently, it's news that women's brains work differently than men's.
What?
Yeah. I guess this is the first.
We're just coming around to this?
We're just now finding out that men and women's brains are actually different.
Water's wet, sky's blue, and this?
So we'll get to that next. 6:15 on the fan.
You know what the solution to that is?
Mm.
Touch our penises more often.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, now to some more hot, very hot and controversial, too hot for the touch, Battle of the Sexes talk.
Never, I'm looking up Lee Greenwood and the other products that he has for sale. I'm on leangreenwood.com right now. You think that Bible's hot? Wait, do you see what else he's got to order?
I did enjoy this text on the Vancouver Ford text line. A Bible signed by the Antichrist. What a treasure.
Just do yourself a favor sometime and head on over to leegreenwood.com and check out some of the beauties that you can get.
I think I'll pass.
A lot of God Bless the USA stuff.
For the longest time, we've known that men and women are kind of different.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
There's a few ways you can tell a man from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Women tend to be better at reading comprehension, writing ability.
I just feel
on average.
I feel like they're just better than us.
They have good long-term memories.
Okay.
Women. Men seem to have stronger visual and spatial awareness and better working memory.
We're also angrier, more violent. We kill people.
Well, and we're spoiled.
Yeah.
You know.
And we're kind of babies.
We are such babies.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And we pretend,
that is so true.
And we pretend to be all masculine, but deep down we're really insecure and kind of candy asses. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But now comes new science. Men and women's brains do work differently. Scientists have discovered for the very first time.
Yeah, but if this makes men look poor, then we'll just deny the science. Be like, yeah, it's not
fake
true.
News.
Fake news.
Buy my Bible.
I am going to buy you that for your... You've got a birthday coming up.
I autographed the Bible.
Yeah, in July, right?
It's my favorite book.
I'll tell you what, Rob. I think you got a...
It's a big book. It's a great book.
I think you got a sweet little book coming your
way. Nobody's ever done a better book.
It has all the verses. I love all the verses.
I love all the verses. And my favorite verses. Donald, what's your favorite verse? Well, I love them all. I couldn't just pick one.
That is a great line.
You know that John 3:16 seems to be popular with a lot of the Christians.
No, I didn't even know that one.
It's the one everyone holds up at signs at sporting events.
Yeah.
That one guy did, at least.
Well,
what does it even mean?
It's God loved...
It was for God to love the world?
No, it's I'm paraphrasing because I don't know it exactly, but it's God loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. That's the rough...
Yeah, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him, shall not perish and have eternal life.
Yeah. Because again, someone was going to text in and be like, that's not what it says! I gave you the Cliff Notes. I gave you the Lee Greenwood version.
So the brains of men and women operate differently. Scientists have shown for the very first time in a breakthrough that shows sex does matter in how people think and behave. Now, of course, this should not be shocking to any of us.
No, it should not.
But they have not, until this study, they need to study more.
Yeah.
But they have not been able to pin this...
I would have thought that by now we would have figured out maybe some synapses fire a little differently in different areas. Because they do like left brain, right brain, and people that are artistic versus people that are analytic. I would have thought we would have done the male-female thing by now.
We have on a lot of levels. It says that it's well known that male and female chromosomes release sex-specific hormones in the brain, particularly early in development, puberty, and during aging. We know that.
Yeah, because hormones play a big role, whether you have more testosterone or more estrogen.
Unless you're Kim Mulkey.
Yeah. Well, you know, they... Oh, I got to be careful. Never mind. I'm not even going to touch that one.
Clay Travis would have said it.
I'm just slowly backing away. Nope.
God dang, what do you think?
Nope.
There has never been any definitive proof of difference in activity in the brains of men and women, but Stanford University has shown that it is possible to tell the sexes apart based on activity in hotspot areas.
Bunch of liberal BS coming from Stanford.
They include the default mode network, an area of the brain thought to be the neurological center for self and is important in introspection and retrieving personal memories. And also implicated is the limbic system, which helps regulate emotion, memory, and deals with sexual stimulation, which is important in habit forming and rewards.
Continue.
No.
That's it? We're done?
Experts said the brain differences could influence how males and females view themselves, how they interact with other people, and how they recall past experiences. This is a very strong piece of evidence that sex is a robust determination of human brain organization.
So it's possible that women are going to remember stuff differently, if not, I don't know if it's better, but they tend to remember stuff differently than we do.
I think that's right.
Okay. I can see that. I mean, none of that. I mean, it's kind of cool that we've actually figured that out from an actual scientific perspective, but none of this comes as a shock to me.
No, but they're saying they showed, so in their model, what they did was they showed MRI scans of working brains. And they started to kind of see that there was a pattern. You could tell just by looking at a brain.
That was a female
that
brain.
That it was a female brain or a male brain.
See, I think that's pretty kick-ass.
That's wild.
Yes. For no other else, you just look at the areas that are lit up, and you're like exposed to the same thing, and you're like, nope, that's a man, that's a woman.
Yeah.
Huh.
They tested the model on about 1,500 brain scans. It was able to tell if the scan came from a woman or a man more than 90% of the time.
Interesting. Was that? Is there something to like the idea, like, right? Even in the animal world, and we're animals. We're just we're walking hairless chimps. But it's the same thing. Like, you know, a father will like at birth will run off and doesn't
speak for yourself. I have a bunch of hair.
You son of a bitch. But like the maternal instinct, right? Isn't that has to be a brain function? like man and woman produces child.
Yeah.
And in every animal kingdom, for the most part, the woman is way more nurturing, way more protective. And the male is just, you know, a lot of times can kind of take it or leave it. How is that? That has to be. And maybe, like I said, this is proof with the way you can see a brain light up. But I just, that alone to me is enough evidence that men or women are different in the way that our brains work.
Yeah, I think the idea is now they have to kind of figure out which
areas are lit up.
Well, it's like, is it biological influence or is it experience? Is it your upbringing? Like you're a young girl. And what we teach young girls is very different than how we treat and what we teach young boys.
Yeah, nature versus nurture.
Is that biological or is it just society?
Huh. I guess that's valid point. But I would like, it's the same thing. Like, we know that men are killers and women are not. And now those are broad strokes. But
like, generally,
Yeah, we looked at it. Remember we were talking about it. It's something like 79 or 80% of all murders are done by men. And the other weird one was that even amongst the women that are killers, the vast majority, like 90%, are killing for a motive. It's money. It's
way more calculated, way less impulsive. Yes. It's more poisoning, less stabbing. It's all that stuff.
I hate to say that there's a reason behind it, but
it's more calculated.
Yes. I have a purpose. Whereas with men, it's see, kill.
Heat of passion often.
Yeah. I'm mad at something or I have an urge and you're going to die. And women don't have that. Again, is that nature, nurtured? Is that the way we raised them? Or again, I just think that our brains and just... Because we know in the animal world, male and females play vastly different roles in every animal. Because in some cases, the woman is the dominant one. You know, the woman is the one that bites the male's head off after breeding, but the male still wants to go and get it on with her.
Resourceful little bitch.
Yeah. Absolutely. God. She is. So why do we think that we're any different? Why do we think that we're so unique that we keep trying to push together and be like we're the same when clearly we are not?
Okay, so the next story I have for you. Now, this is going to get into stereotypes. Okay.
All right.
So you'll love this. You and Clay...
Thank you. I so appreciate you bringing that up.
You and Clay Travis, your new buddy.
My new besties.
You're going to be on his show soon if he has a show somewhere. Apparently he has a political show or something.
Something like that. I'm sure he'll love me. All my hot takes. I wonder if he has a Bible. I have many. I have a Bible somewhere.
Oh, I think he's a big America's values guy. I'm sure he's thumping that Bible.
Yeah.
When it comes to navigating, direction.
Sure.
Men really are better than women.
Oh, boy.
It's true. This is science. You're
picking a fight there, my friend.
Yeah, science.
Holy geez.
Well, this is a new study that found this. The reason why is fascinating.
Okay, now.
And it has nothing to do with biology.
Okay.
What we were just talking about, this goes right into what we were just talking about because we were talking about. Is it how you were brought up?
You've got me here.
Or is it...
I am fascinated by this.
Your brain.
Because I would assume that this goes all the way back to some hunter-gatherer type stuff.
You would?
Yeah. Like, if you asked me... If you said there's definitive... I'm a big evolution guy.
Maybe.
I love reading books about why we are the way we are. And just if you said that it has been proven that men are directionally better, I would go down the road of that back in the day... Men were the ones that were leading the hunting gathering parties, and we had to figure out where we're going, otherwise, kaput.
Yeah.
And somewhere along the way, that was hardwired in that if you wanted to survive, you figure out where the hell you're going.
Okay. Well, we'll see if you're right.
That's my work in theory.
We'll do that next. Here's Buckley, Ryan Buckley. His name is Ryan Buckley, and he's our producer, and he has SportsCenter for you. Hey, a hot corner coming up after us. With a notable notation, this will be their last Wednesday show.
It's moving again?
Moving to Tuesdays next week.
We're getting the great Joe Fisher informing that it has never moved. I feel like that show has moved a bunch. It's always been on Wednesdays.
Yeah, I think it's always been.
No, I feel like it's the recruiting show that moves because usually... Once it's basketball season ends, we usually move it to Thursday because there aren't games to conflict with.
My apologies to the Hot Corner for thinking that it's moved, even though it's moving now.
So when it comes to navigating, men really are better than women. Turns out some stereotypes actually are true. But it has nothing to do with a biological advantage. So says a new study. Researchers at the University of Illinois found that the strength of an individual's wayfinding ability simply comes down to the way they were raised. Society encourages boys to play outside more frequently than girls, allowing them to develop their navigational skills from a young age.
That's kind of
what you were saying.
Yeah, kind of what I was going down, that I think just hardwired in us was the idea that men were, what do they say, there was those that stood around the campfire and there were those that went out and wandered, and I would assume that the vast majority of the wanderers were men.
Now, he says, though, that, and this is one of the researchers who wrote the paper, said that sex differences in behavior on performance can arise from biological or cultural processes that have little to do with evolution. So yeah. He's saying it's more just a modern thing?
Yeah, the way you're raised.
The study compared the wayfinding abilities of males and females across 21 vastly different species, including otters, frogs, horses, and, of course, humans.
Those damn otters.
The humans were tested through either virtual reality or by navigating their way through a real-world city with either only a map in hand or verbal instructions. Females tended to travel farther from their homes. They ran into much more problems than their male counterparts. Of course, Clay Travis predicted that.
No, absolutely. Stupid women. Now, has anyone else noticed that your kid? I have found that when it comes to the youth, and I'm saying like 25 and under, and to me, this is a GPS thing. That they never have any idea of where they're going.
No, I struggled with it very early when I was teaching meat to drive.
Yes. They know where nothing's at.
Nothing.
It drives me bananas.
And I would drive him to school.
Yeah.
Every day for, you know.
Yeah. Years.
Years.
Yes.
And then he started driving and he had no idea where to go.
Yeah.
And that blew me away.
Yeah.
I was like, wait, are you...
That blows me away, too. There's certain things. Like, I knew how to... Once I started to drive, I knew how to get myself to, like, baseball practice and the school and
like,
the
store.
Like,
are you not paying attention? Like, do you know...
I honestly think GPS, and then when they're in the car, they're always on their phone.
They're head down. Yeah.
Their head's down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, they're sleeping. It was early.
Yeah, I have told this story where I live very close to Big Al's. Like, you can walk to Big Al's from my house in less than 5 minutes. It's like maybe half a mile, right? And this was maybe... 2 years ago. So my son was 19 years old. And he was asking me, about how to get to Big Al's.
My son is an idiot.
And I thought he was talking about the one in Beaverton. Because
how would he not know how to get to the one in Vancouver?
Yeah. And I was like, and so I started explaining to him and he goes, how long is that going to take? I'm like, I don't know, maybe 30, 35 minutes depending on traffic. And he goes, I thought it'd be more like 15. And I was like, 15? I was like, dude, zero chance 15. And he goes, I thought it was a lot closer than that. And I was like, wait a minute. Are you talking about the Big Al's? Like, the one here in Vancouver? He's like, there's a different Big Al's? And I looked at him and I said, you thought it took 15 minutes to drive to that Big Al's? And he's like, well, yeah. I'm like, you can walk there in 5. And he's like, well, how do you get there? There's one turn. One turn. And it blew me. He's like, well, what do you want from me? I just...
Pay attention.
I couldn't.
That's what I want.
We've been to that Big Al's 15
together
times.
Together as a family, a bunch.
You turn to go to my house on the main road, you can see Big Al's. You have to stare at it when you turn.
And so I think that's the thing. The fact that that hasn't been committed to memory over hundreds or thousands of repetitions is wild, and I think that is a generational thing.
And that happens with my daughters. It happens with my son, and I'm going to throw under the bus. It happens a little bit with my BTJ, with the special lady friend. She'll be like, well, I'm not from around here. You've lived here for 10 years. She Googles, she GPSs.
Yeah, at some point in time, that excuse is out the window.
She GPSs I swear to God, from her office in Portland, she still GPSs how to get home. And I'm like, are you concerned about traffic? She goes, no, I just, you know, want to make sure.
I sometimes do that, though, to check for traffic.
I'll do it specifically for traffic.
She doesn't do it to check for traffic.
Not for every day.
Yeah, yeah.
But every once in a while, I'm like, ah.
Just to have the reminder so she doesn't miss a turn?
Bingo.
Wow.
Which leads me to believe, how little attention are you paying even when you're driving?
Right. That's wild.
Once I go somewhere twice, I'm like, all right, I know how to get there. two times. People in my family can make that drive 100 times, and they're like, where are we going? And they ask me questions sometimes that I really think are like they're just trolling me, and then I realize, no, those are serious questions.
Yeah, every once in a while, like, you guys know who have raised kids. My kid's 24 now.
Yeah.
And there are just a handful of times where they say one little thing, rather innocuous or mundane.
Yeah.
And it just sheds all sorts of light on what is on what is not happening in their brain.
Yep.
Like, it's just occasional, and you're like, oh. So that was the first. That was one of my first indoctrinations into this. Was when I realized Meat had no idea how to get to school.
Yeah.
We've been going there every day.
Yeah.
His school.
His school.
That's when insane.
That's when I'm like, okay, all right.
Yeah.
He's an idiot.
Right here it says, "I'm a Vancouver Ford text line. I'm a 25-year-old man, and I'm literally helpless without Google Maps." I think I really think we are raising a generation of children and
grown. It's digital training wheels, right?
That have no idea where the hell they're going. One day that satellite's going to go down, and everyone's going to starve because they can't make it home.
Yeah, see, I feel like that was to be expected with technology. I mean, under the age of 25, 30, you really don't need. Like, it's just, we kind of sound like the old man yelling at the clouds with this.
I know.
A little bit. Because it's a different time. And if we had the same thing, we'd be the same way.
Sure.
We just didn't have that.
We didn't. Yeah.
We had to print them out we had to go print out directions onto
MapQuest. Yeah.
Paper. And then read the paper.
Well, I just remember once we were...
Or actually remember stuff.
Yeah, we were in... I don't remember. We were in Canada. We were traveling somewhere. We were out of the country. And my kids wanted to go off and do their own thing. And I was like, yeah, dude, you know, go nuts. And they weren't certain about the cell service. They said it was international. And they were like, well, how do we find our way back? And I was kind of like, well, you see that big giant-ass building right there that towers over every other... Our hotel is right on the other side of that. So no matter where you're at in the city,
find that thing in the sky.
That big thing, head that way. And they were like, oh, yeah. You're like that to me just seems like such a simple thing. But to them, it was like a...
There's always a way.
Yeah.
Although, have you ever gotten helplessly lost? Because I have one instance of being helplessly lost. Yes. And there were four of us.
I'm a landmark guy, so it doesn't happen that often to me.
Well, have you ever been to Venice?
No.
Dude, I got lost in Venice with my dad and my brother.
Oh, my God.
We ended up on the wrong side of the canal and had to go, like, all the way around.
Dude.
It was brutal.
It is.
I've shared this pain.
It is a real thing in Venice because it all... Well, first of all, we're not familiar with it because we've never really been there.
No, it looks the same.
So when you're there, it's like you're a mouse in a maze. Because
narrow streets, high walls,
you can't see
lots of diagonals, like not a grid.
Okay,
and there are no, and you don't know, like you have no address
or
anything.
You're just screwed.
You're just, we were totally hooped.
Yeah,
it was me, my wife, and the Potters.
Oh,
in Venice, we were out late, and of course, we were drunk. Okay, so don't hold that against us. But dude, Potter.
Yeah.
I got to give her some credit. Yeah. She's the one that found our place.
Eventually.
It took us a long time. I don't know how she did it.
My dad was threatening to swim across the main canal to get back to the side we needed to be on because he was so tired of walking.
I remember the feeling. I'm like, dude, we're sleeping outside. I can't find this.
I will say the one time I remember was the first time I went to Japan. I got on the subway and it probably, wherever I was going on the subway, it was about 30 minutes, and I want to say it took me about 3 hours to get home. But I couldn't, that was because I couldn't figure out what train I needed to take to go back. And the subway system there is complex. So I was lost in Tokyo. I could say helplessly lost. And it was, I never got scared.
It's not a good feeling.
But it is not. And you're trying to find someone that speaks English.
And you have just no answers.
No. So what I always do whenever I travel is I either get a business card from the hotel I'm staying at or take a photo of the address. And then at worst, I can show it to someone.
Show it to a cab driver.
And try to help. But I thought I could navigate the subway system of Tokyo. Wrong. Wrong. Learn that lesson. Don't try it. Doesn't work.
Okay, so the bottom line here is that researchers had previously assumed that men's navigational strength grew from their ancestral history as hunters, which is what you
were talking
about.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Whereas women stayed closer to home as gatherers. The notion was disproved by a smaller study done by the University of Illinois, but did not answer why there was a difference in spatial awareness between genders. Hmm. We believe the future research on human sex differences in navigation should focus on the role of socialization and culture rather than evolutionary genetic factors.
Well, that's...
that's interesting.
That is interesting. This is how, like, nerdy and lame my book readings are. These are the sort of things that I find interesting to read. Instead of reading the Harry Potter books, I find stuff like this fascinating. Like, why we are the way we are.
You and Clay Travis, probably.
Hey, those things aren't mutually exclusive. You can be a Potterhead, too.
Someone said, hopelessly lost in the Sierra Nevadas, dead reckoning was impossible. See, that's scary.
Because
when you are out in the wilderness like that, and it's...
yeah, no, you just have nothing.
Nothing.
You have
I had
no,
a friend
no
of barons. A friend who was, like, snow camping, and it was not very far off the highway, but he got lost and ended up walking in circles for, like, 2 days, and he barely got back.
Yeah, that stuff is freaky. But in a city and all that...
yeah, you'll be fine. It's just... the bars aren't open at that time.
Yeah, it gets a little rough.
It's just a little late.
Trying to figure out where you're going.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up after this on The Fan. All right, Hot Corner. Final Wednesday Hot Corner coming up next. So don't touch that dial. Is that what they say?
Rest in peace, Hot Corner.
Yep.
Joe's getting a little sensitive over here. The great Joe Fisher.
What's
on the
his
couch.
Problem? What'd he say?
Oh, I said rest in peace, Hot Corner. Rest in peace, Hot Corner Wednesdays. He's like, don't. It's enough out of you, Peanut Gallery.
Yeah, what are you doing in here?
I think he's lamping right now. He's relaxing.
Lamping?
Yeah, he's lamping, man.
It's a Leon Black term.
That's right. There's chilling and then there's lamping. You can chill anywhere. Lamping is you're down.
Yeah, I want to say he introduced that in Curb like 3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Dimmerstein chilling and lamping.
He's like, what are you doing over here? Just lamping like a mope.
Hey,
you
know? Lamping, foisting was another one.
Oh, yeah, foisting and lamping.
Yeah, Leon's fantastic.
Hot take. He is fantastic. Hot take here. I want to know what you guys think. The new season of Curb.
Yeah. Little hit and miss for you?
Little hit and miss.
Yeah.
Little hit and miss.
To be honest with you, though, I mean, that's probably the like, most series. Like, when that's... there's little, episodes little that are great, episodes that are not so much.
And sometimes you get arcs where you get four or five in a row that are just, like, knockout. But we've had a couple this year that have been really good. And there have been some really good bits, but there's been some hit and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah, the last episode was 8, I think.
I haven't watched that one yet.
Was it number 8?
I didn't love it.
It wasn't great.
The dream one, you know.
Where he flips the keys to the valet. You haven't seen that one?
No, I haven't seen that
that's
one.
That's the latest one. That's number 8.
The one I saw was the where they were, like, sleep talking. The violin one?
Yeah, that was the one where he gets awakened in the middle of the night and the whole group text and
The group text part of that was good, though.
That was good.
Because there is nothing worse than being part of a group text that you don't want to be a part of. That's brutal. So, yeah, it's, you know, I still enjoy it. I will not be critical of...
that's one of my favorite shows of all time.
Yes.
So I will...
And I do...
I will watch it no matter what.
Yeah.
But...
well, I feel that way. Like, It's Always Sunny is one of my top 3 or 4 favorite shows of all time. And there are certainly seasons and episodes that are way, way better. The problem is, like, when you get a big break like that in between seasons, you're so excited for the new season and you have such high expectations and you love the show and it's been good for so long, you forget that there's stinkers in every season.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, I feel like Larry, you know, he's always really good about saying, I'll only do it when I want to do it.
Yeah.
This one feels a little forced.
A little forced. Well, almost like, as if he is like 75.
So maybe he felt forced to do one final and then bail. But
bow out. Yeah, because this is it.
Because it does feel a little.
Yeah,
but there's some genius bits in there.
Yes.
Always are.
They are careening though to the Seinfeld ending.
Yeah, he's going to prison.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this would be the greatest F you of all time because Larry David wrote Seinfeld for the first like whatever 6-7 seasons, then left. Came back for the last season, and Larry wrote the finale of Seinfeld where they went to prison. And he gets, I mean, that is the, by most accounts, that's the best sitcom of all time. And people rail on the last one. He even makes fun of it in this season. Someone's like, hey, didn't you come back to write the finale? And he's like, yeah, thanks, jerk. And he is going to redo that exact same ending where Larry David goes to prison for 1 year. He is going to redo the Seinfeld ending as a big F you.
Double birds on the way out?
To everyone.
So you
that
know,
was critical.
You know that was his idea, right?
Yes.
Like that was the story arc?
Yes.
But the other, I think what it is that the other stuff that he's throwing in.
Yeah. You got to fill in the gaps and something doesn't
It feels
work.
Forced and rushed and yes. like, who cares?
But I cannot wait until the end when he does the Larry David goes to prison. A la George Costanza.
All right, everybody have a great night. Hot Corner is up next. We are back tomorrow from X-Golf to Wallaton. 3-7 on the Fan Connect.
Friendships of Spain. Friendships of Spain.
Honey, go ahead and turn that lamp off.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.